USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Israeli forces are continuing to hunt for Hamas terrorists in Gaza. The White House says an American toddler is among the hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters a three-year-old U.S. citizen whose parents were murdered by Hamas is among the 200 still being held. President Biden is scheduled to have a meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in San Francisco this week. The two leaders will meet tomorrow during the Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. Xi is scheduled to address prominent American business executives. This visit marks Xi's first trip to the United States since 2017, when he visited President Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida. As lawmakers continue to kick the can down the road on America's budget, the end of the road is this Friday. An agreement could be in the works to keep the government open beyond week's end.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is indicating the Democrats may be open to backing the Republicans' temporary funding bill as a measure to avert a government shutdown scheduled for this Friday. Over the weekend, House Speaker Mike Johnson presented a short-term plan aimed at extending government funding until February. In a letter sent on Monday to all House Democrats, Jeffries conveyed that they are actively reviewing the proposal put forth by Republican leadership and engaging in discussions with fellow members. The House is scheduled to consider Johnson's bill later this week. I'm John Schaefer.
The U.S. Supreme Court announced it's adopting a formal code of ethics. The justices says it's an effort to strengthen the public's confidence in the High Court. Lawmakers have been pushing for ethics reform for a while. After suffering an Achilles injury week one, Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers is announcing a possible return well before the regular season ends. Rodgers told NBC's Sunday Night Football audience that his goal is to return in mid-December. USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Congress will take up the issue of veterans' homelessness. A bipartisan bill would put the Department of Housing and Urban Development and the Department of Veteran Affairs in cahoots on the homeless vets issue. The Army is formally making a wrong right 106 years later. Black soldiers were convicted of mutiny for their roles in the Houston riots. Undersecretary of the Army Gabe Camarillo says the military paperwork will be changed, showing an honorable discharge. 19 black Army soldiers were executed. Most others received life sentences after they fought with police and residents of a heavily segregated 1917 Houston. The prosecution rested last week in presidential candidate Donald Trump's civil case in New York. This week, the defense is making their case. Trump's oldest son was the first witness.
Donald Trump Jr. has testified once again in a civil fraud trial involving the Trump Organization. Speaking on behalf of the defense, he attributed the charges against his father to an overzealous attorney general in New York.
It doesn't feel like, you know, we're playing by the rules. We're playing by a one-sided system of justice.
The Trump family is accused of exaggerating their wealth to secure more favorable loan agreements. In the state civil lawsuit, the former president faces potential fines of $250 million, which could also result in restrictions on conducting business in New York. I'm John Schaefer.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.